We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Gimel, Amud Aleph, and we are beginning five lines on the top of Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph with two dots. So tomorrow, Zeh Klal. It's in the Mishnah that Zeh Klal, that anything that Melechta Miskayemes B'Shabbos is Chayv. So tomorrow, Zeh Klal Asuyemai, what is coming to Marbe, La Asuye, the Chok Kapiza B'Kaba. You have this piece, this solid piece of wood, and you're carving it out, making it into a wooden cup. So kapiza is 3 lugin, and a kava is 4 lugin. So here you chiseled out 3 lugin into this piece of wood, which really, this cup could be made into 4, but you made it only into 3. You're still chayiv on Shabbos for the malacha. Why? Because people keep cups like, with a 3 lugin also. Since people keep cups like this, so then it's called a kli, and a person is chayiv on Shabbos. So chayiv what you're chayiv for, maybe makapatish, or boina, but when you chisel this out, you are chayiv on Shabbos. Zok to Gemara Vayit. Shimon ben Gamliel Emor says, "Hamakev akunas al sadin." You bang with a hammer on like an anvil or a piece of metal, then you are chayiv on Shabbos. Meshukum misakim alacha. Now, what are we talking about? Mike Ava, what do you do wrong? Rabbi raised Rambam Tavayu. Repneish ma'aminis yodai. He is practicing and making his hand regular to bang. It's like practicing banging. It's like practicing swinging a bat. He's practicing banging, and therefore he's learning how to hold his hand steady, to be a good blacksmith, and that's the issa. It sounds like the issa is because you're learning how to do a job, learning how to do umnus. Zok to Gemara, Koshu Beim Nirachava, El Miata, Chozo Umnosa V'Shabbos, V'Goma Hachan Amin V'Chayiv. If someone watches a worker work to learn how to do it, a professional worker to learn how to do it, you think it's Chayiv on Shabbos? So it can't be. It can't be chayiv on Shabbos. And it really is not a good dimyum because there you're not doing a ma'aseh, you're just washing, but you just bring out the point. The point is, learning umnus on Shabbos is not a malacha. So here, every time you're banging, but you're just banging to practice banging, that's not called issa on Shabbos. It's just like if you watch someone do something, it's not an issa on Shabbos. Ella by Rav Avdama Tavayu, Shekeim Erad Tase Mishkan Oisin Kein. The different pshat that when they used to make the tzipui for the kroshim were covered by a thin sheet of gold. How do you get a thin sheet of gold? So you bang it with a hammer. Now, when you bang with a hammer, you don't want to make any like dents in the sheets of metal either, sheets of gold either. So you have to make sure the hammer is very flat. So every few bangs, you bang it on an anvil, on a hard thing, to make sure it stays flat. The hammer stays flat. So that's the Issa Malacha. The Issa Malacha is that you're keeping your hammer in shape, you're keeping it flat, and it's Issa Makav Patish. And the Chiddush of Shimon Gamliel is that even after the hammer is made, you're just fixing it every few bangs, that's also called the Issa of Makav Patish. That's the Chiddush. And you find the Mishkan, such a thing, by the Murad of Tasa Mishkan, when they made these sheets of gold, that they used such a, they used this anvil to fix the hammer in that way. Rashi happens to bring down that he says, Bali Matbeya Mekomeno or Isi Oisekin. He saw the coin makers in his day also use such a method of fixing his hammer. Taina Mahaki, Shemil Oimer Afa Makav Akuris Al Sadim Mashas Malacha Chayiv. Shekim Radi Tasa Mishkan Oisekin. So the first of Shemil Gamil that Makav Akuris is also because of Radi Tasa Mishkan Oisekin. You see, it's not an Isser to learn how to do banging, that's not the issa. The issa is because you're fixing the hammer, just like they did it in the time of the Mishkan when they made the sheets of gold to cover the krushim. And some Achorim learned that the Abaye Rav is not really saying a new pshat, it's explaining again Rabbi Rav Yosef's pshat, what he meant by Amen is Yodah, he meant really this pshat. But in any case, Rav Shimon Gamliel is saying you're doing a malacha makapadish, and the chiddush of Shimon Gamliel is that even mishas malacha, even after it's already working, this hammer, still you could be also Rav Shimon makapadish, and that Tanakama argues on. That's Rav Shimon Gamliel's chiddush, but it's still issa makapadish, and the issa is because you're flattening out the hammer. So look tomorrow about the new Mishnah. Look to the new Mishnah. Chayrish kolshu, someone who's chayrish even a little bit. Hamanachish, he prunes a little bit. Vamekarsem, it's a different type of pruning. Manachish is pruning, taking out the weeds. Mekarsem is, you cut off the dry branches of the tree. Vamezareid, some trees have a lot of extra leaves. You cut those, and it weakens the tree, you cut those leaves off. That's mezareid. Kolshu, all these things, kolshu is chayv. Hamalaket eitzim, someone cuts branches off a tree. So imlas sakein, if it's a sakein, like we just said, you know, to make it grow better, then kolshu, even kolshu is chayv. And when you do that, when you're making the tree grow better, that's the issa al zereya or neteya, And there it's even a kolshu. Imla hesek, if you're cutting off his eitzim to make a fire, the levash al beitz kala, has to be a little more, has to be enough to cook a egg that's easy to cook, which we know from before in the Masech, that means a chicken egg. Hamalaka desav, someone cuts off grass, imla sakein, if it's to fix the ground, basically take out the weeds, to make a grow better than kolshu. Lach is even a kolshu shchayv. This is rei natei. Imla behema, if he's doing it to feed a behema, they need more. Kamloy piagdi. You need like a full mouth of a goat. That's how much you are chayiv. That's a shir chayiv for grass that you cut off. So basically, we see in this Mishnah that when you cut something off, it depends what your kavana is. If your kavana is to fix the tree, then even a kolshu. If your kavana is to feed it to animals, it's more. Or if your kavana is to make a fire, it's a different shurim. And we'll see in the Gemara a little bit more in the shurim in a second. The first thing Gemara talks about, the first line of the Mishnah. The first line of the Mishnah says that someone's chayrish kolshu, he digs a mashu, he's out, this is outside in the field, he's chayiv. Now what's that roya? What's a tiny little hole roya for in the field? Lamai chazi. So my answer is chazi le bizra de kara. It's good for a seed of a gourd, a little pumpkin seed. The size of pumpkin seed, you can plant the pumpkin seed here. The gavsegai mishkan shkei roya le kalech, le kalech akachal samadim. Just like by the mishkan also, it was roya for one stalk of Salmonim of plants that make dye. So that's the shir, and that's why we have a kolshu. So Rashi readily asked the kasha we had before in the Mishnayis, actually the delum itself, which is kara itself, the gabi gourds itself, it says that only chayef haitza, if you bring out two seeds, and he was saying, you chayef haitza for one seed, what's going on here? So Rashi answers that you never carry out one seed, because when you come to plant gourd seeds, you always have to plant two at a time. It doesn't work with one at a time, you need two at a time. But when you actually come to plant it, so each one gets its own hole. So therefore, the charisha itself, the hole is chasha for one. Haitzah, when you go to a plant, or you plant two at a time. So then it's only chayiv, you bring out two. But once you are doing the maisa of planting, so then each one gets its own hole. Therefore, each hole is considered chasha and chayiv a kolshu. So the Gemara Vayta, the Mishnah said, "Hamanachesh from a karsim mezared, all these things are chayav kolshu." Then we saw the finshurim. So the Gemara, "Tana rabbanan, hatoilosh olshin, someone who pulls out endives, by mezared zrodim, someone takes off leaves and off a tree. Im la'achila, if you're taking it off to eat, because zrodim, Rashi says, comes from reeds, and when they're soft, you could take it off to eat." And they get a little harder, they're roi for behema. They get dry, then they're roi for firewood. That's what works with zrodim. So it tells Olshin and Mazar zrodim, im lachila, if you're cutting stuff to eat, kegregris. Then it's a sheer gregris, a dried fig. Im la behema, ke maloi piagdi. Then it's the sheer of maloi piagdi. Im la hesek, which is, I think, a little less than a gregris. Then, if it's im la asaka, if la hesek, if it's for firewood, then kedei levashel beit zekala. Then it goes, the shear is, the levashel is an egg that's easy to cook, which you said is a tarnagirless egg. And im liyapis akarka kolshein, if it's liyapis akarka, which is shaylov zerei anateya, then it's even chayev for a kolshu. That's even chayev for a kolshu. So you see, there's four different shiurim here. It depends what your machshava is. If your machshava is for eating, it's gregris. If it's for behema, it's kamloi piagdi. And if it's lahestik, it's levashel beakala. And if it's liyapis akarka, it's even less. So it's it depends what your machshava is. That depends what your machshava is. So look the Gemara like that. Rabbi Yosef, the fact Gemara, the kulu lav liapos a karka. No, what's going on over here? Lamaisa, you're taking out of a karka. It's a good field here, and you're helping it grow. So I don't care. Why do I have to need a shirk grogers? Even if my kavana is vaachila, lamaisa, I'm making the field better. So let me be chayef zareya, which is a kolshu. Why do I need a bigger shear? As long as it's making the karka better, you should be chayef zareya. Otaku lai liapos a karka. No, zok the Gemara. Rabbi Yosef v'am tavayu ba'agam shalu. Taka, these different shiurim are talking about the other three shiurim. So either achila or hasaka, to burn or to give to behema, that's talking about an agam. So when a swamp where you don't plant things, so there is no shaila of the yapis zakarka to make it grow better. But according to Rabbi Yosef, if you're in a place where it grows better, even though your kavana is for achila, still there'll be also a kolshu because on my side I'm making it grow better. That's Rabbi Yosef's tarets. Abayama, I feel the time of a sada lav agam who even a sada is not a regular sada who could go in le mechaven, come mechaven. Since if you're not mechaven, And we know Ein Mechaven is Mutter or it's Pata of Asr, but Ein Mechaven is not Chayiv. You're not, no Kavana, Ein Mechaven. Ein Mechaven is Mutter, pastors. So he's saying he's not Mechaven here for doing Zerea. Therefore, you're not Chayiv for that. Rav Shimon was the one who holds Ein Mechaven's mutter. He's moid by psik reisha. That's also, what does psik reisha mean? Something that's for sure going to happen. You can't say it's Ein Mechaven for sure going to happen. Here, I am cutting this off to eat, but it's for sure making the karka better. So what does it mean Ein Mechaven? Why is it psik reisha? But moid Rav Shimon psik reisha lo yomus. And for the Gemara, lo tzricha the ka'ovid ba'ara the chavrei. You're doing it in your friend's field. And Rashi says, therefore, you don't care. Like, ichbis l'liyafes. You don't care to l'liyafes. And there, the psik ratio won't be chayiv. So this Gemara is a very important Gemara. How to learn the Gemara. So there's really two main pshatim how to learn this Gemara. The Aruch learns that you see from here, a psik ratio d'loy nichalei is mutter. A psik ratio d'loy nichalei is mutter. It's psik ratio, I don't want it. Then it's mutter. That's what the Aruch learns pshat. So it means Ein Mechaven is mutter. Psik reish is also is chayiv. But if it's leinichale, it's mutter. That's the Aruch learns. Toisvis over here brings down the Aruch and he says you don't have to say so vayt. You can just say psik reish leinichale is at least not chayiv deraisa, but it's still also the rabbanon. Here the Gemara's kasha is the gabi chayiv deraisa. The Gemara's kasha is why didn't Yeshua Grogis to be chayiv achatos? Typically, also yapis as karkas. That Tarit says no, you're not going to be chayiv achatos al yapis as karka over here. Why not? Because it's psik reish leinichale. Okay, so you see, it's not chayiv mederaisa. If you don't see, it's mutter. So that's how Tosfos learns. Tosfos learns also the same mahalach as the Aruch, but it's only means it takes down one darga. It's not chayiv. It's aser. It's just aser mederabanan. The other pshat, the way to learn the Gemara is like the Nara Tosfos, the bottom Tosfos, is that since it's arad chavrei, it becomes a malacha shein tzricha legufa. I don't need this malacha. That's why it makes it not chayiv achatas. You're right. It's psikreisha. It's like it's mechaven, but it's malachos and shiur gufa because I don't need it, and therefore that's what makes it not chayv chatas. That's the two mahalchim to learn. So the more about bottom line is that if your tailor depends on the kavana, I had a question: was I making the karka better? Either talking about an agam or it's leinichle, and we said a few pshat leinichle. Either it's leinichle is mutter, psikres leinichle is mutter, or it's malachos and shiur gufa. Zok the mishnah vayit. Now we learn about kaisiv. Go into a new malacha of kaisiv. A kaisiv shtei oisiyos bein biyaminoi bein v'smoilo. Someone who writes. When are you chayiv for writing? If you write two oisiyos, say if you're with your right hand, say with your left hand. And then we'll talk what the case of the left hand is. Bein v'shem echa bein v'shtei shemos. Say if you write the same ois twice, aleph aleph, or you write two aleph beis. Either way, you chayiv. That's what Rashi learns what Shem Echad means. Beim Shtei Samonayos, Saif used two different colors. One with a red dye, one with a black dye. Yechayiv. Each eye is different dye, you still Yechayiv. Bechol Loshon Chayiv. Yechayiv in every single language. That's how the Pasuk Shad is, the Kol language. There is a Shitas Ar Zerua that holds that you only Chayiv in every Loshon if you write it in Ksav Ashuri, you write it in Hebrew lettering, or Yevonis, or Greek lettering. That's the Arzurah. Pashup Shadim means any lashon, any language you write English, a person is chayiv on Shabbos. Om Rav Yaisi, loy chayiv shtei oisiyos, ela mishum roishim. Rav Yaisi says that the kaisiv, there's no kaisiv in the Mishkan. It was something called roishim. Roishim means making a simen. You don't have to actually write a letter. As long as you make a simen, and they used to make the two krushim, they had to know where the krushim were exactly. So they made a simon. So according to the Tanakhama, the way you did it was, you wrote Aleph Aleph, the Beis Beis, or Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet, you wrote on the side, on every Kurash, that's to know where the krushim were. According to Rabbi Yaisi, you have to write letters. All you have to do is make a simon to know which krushim next to each other. And the first thing on the Mishnah is to explain why do you need that you know exactly where the krushim are. What's the difference? What order you put it up? Well, every karish is exactly the same. You have 48 krushim. What's the difference? What where you put them? Why do you have to be exactly next to each other? So the answer is because there's an idea called Ma'ilim B'Kodesh Lemaridim. Something has kedusha, you can't put it down. So if something was near the Kodesh HaKadoshim or near the Menorah, so if you put it now in a different place, that's being married mehektish, and therefore you have to put it exactly the same way. We have a similar idea by mezuzahs, that if you have a mezuzah by a door that's chayiv mezuzah, and another door is only chayiv midrabana on the mezuzah, so then you're not allowed to take that mezuzah and put it in a different place. Every room has certain chashivas. So for example, a room that has a door is chayiv kuliyam. A room that does not have a door is machlekes. Or if it's a room that's more dira, if it's a bigger room, you're not allowed to take a mezuzah that was on one door and put on another door, because the same idea, Ma'ilim Mekodesh V'loim Aridim. And here was about a krushim. They had a certain place where they had to be, and therefore you had to make a simon. So according to the Kami, they made a simon with oisius. Rabbi Yisrael says, no, they made it with roishim. Lechav is there, it's a mishim roishim. Shekach koisim al karshay ha-mishkan leida is a ben zugai. They wrote on the Mishkan different simonim to know which one goes next to each other. They made like a circle and a circle that went next to each other. They made a triangle and a triangle next to each other. So all the chiyav is roishim. So according to Rabbi Yisi, the iser of the Lamed Hetz Lacha is not called koisiv, it's called roishim. Omer Rav Yehuda, Metzinu, here's another halacha, like Avik Siva. That let's say someone wants to write a whole name, Shmuel, Shimon, and he only writes the first two letters. We know two letters is Chayiv, but the he wanted to write the whole thing. Rav Yehuda said it's still Chayiv. Omer Rav Yehuda, Metzinu, Shem Kata, Meshem Gadol, that you're Chayiv. Shem, Meshimon, you write the name Shem, which was part of the name Shimon, so then you're Chayiv, because Shem is also a name. Even though I want to write Shimon, you're still Chayiv. Umeshmuel, Shem, Meshimon, Umeshmuel, Noyach, Menachar, Don, Medaniel, and God, Megadil. You write that those words, even trying to write a bigger name, if you write the smaller name, you're chayiv also. Lamais it's a name, lamais it's two words. Yes, even if you're chayiv to write more, you're still be chayiv. And see the Gemara will learn it out from drashas. So the Gemara. So let's explain the first half of the Mishnah. First half of the Mishnah says someone who writes two oisias on Shabbos, bein b'yamin, bein b'smoil, he is chayiv. Bishlam ayamin lechayiv, mishum derech sivakach. Bishlam the right hand, you stand why you chayiv, because that's the normal way of writing. Elas, smoil amai, why you chayiv on writing with your left hand? Ain't derech sivakach. That's not a normal way of writing. You don't write with your left hand. Om Rav Yirmiya, beit yad shalom. I'm talking about a lefty. So a lefty writes with his left hand, then he's chayiv. Freight the Gemara, then it still doesn't make sense. Because what does Mishnah say? It says, baby amina, baby smoil. If he's a lefty, so then if he writes with the right hand, it's no good. Freight the Gemara, kasha, but to have a smoil the day, kiyamin, the kuliyama, ba smoil lechayiv. His left hand should be like everyone else's right hand. So he should be chayiv on his left hand. I mean, like chayiv. So on the right hand, should be chayiv. The Mishnah says the same person is chayiv, side of his right hand, side of his left hand. So we're talking about lefty. If you're a lefty, you're not chayiv for your right hand. I mean, like chayiv. Hello, my baye, b'shel, b'shel yodov. There's ambidextrous. Use both hands. Then you're chayiv, side of mino, side of smiley. I can ask you, what's the chiddush then? They're both his strong hands. Zokter Ritva, I'm talking about a person who's, he could write with his left hand, but it's not his main hand. His main hand is still his right hand. Kamash on the Mishnah is still chayiv. Since you write well with the left hand, you'll be chayiv with the left hand. There's but another pshat. Riyakov Brei Devas Yaakov Omar, Hamani, Rav Yaakov, the son of the daughter of Yaakov, Omar, the Rashi says in Erevin that his father wasn't so chashiv, when I mention his father's name. So Riyakov Brei Devas Yaakov Omar, Hamani Rav Yasihi, our Mishnah don't quote Rav Yasihi, the Omar lechayiv, which they always say, Mishnah Rashim, that the Shem Malacha is Roshim. Now, when you do Roshim, you just do Simonim, your left hand is fine. Therefore, you chayiv, say right hand, say left hand. It's a normal thing to do a Roshim with your left hand, because Roshim is fine with your left hand. Right, the Gemara. So it's a different thing. You write two Isis with your left hand, you chayiv also, because it's not worse than Roshim. Right, the Gemara. How can you say the Rasha is Rabbi Yasi? But Masefer Rabbi Yasi, Rasha is not Rabbi Yasi. So the Gemara, Kula Rabbi Yasi, it's all Rabbi Yasi. You read the Mishnah, because Rabbi Yasi says, L'chayiv el Mishum Roshim. That's you have to read the Mishnah according to Sman Diyama. That's the Smahalach, that's the Pshana Mishnah. So there are two Pshat the Mishnah, why Smail is Chayiv. Either it's Roshim, or because he's Shereb Shtay Yadav, and we said it doesn't mean Mamish is good with two Yadav, but he uses both hands.